When President Donald Trump unveiled his plan to end the war in Ukraine last week, it was roundly criticized by Ukraine, European leaders, and other Ukraine supporters as biased in favor of Russia. Some even called the peace proposal a plan for Ukraine's surrender, with land to be ceded to Russia and limits on Ukraine's military. Some reports even said the original draft was written in Russian. But now that proposal has been amended, or in President Donald Trump's terms, fine-tuned. Keir Starmer is Britain's prime minister.
I do think we're moving in a positive direction, indications today that in large part the majority of the text looks as though Vladimir is indicating can be accepted.
President Trump took time out from a White House Thanksgiving turkey ceremony to share his opinion on the deal and on his own peacemaking skills.
I've also ended 8 wars in 9 months, and we're working on that final war. It's not easy, but I don't know. I think we're going to get there. 25,000 soldiers, Ukraine, Russia. In the last month, 25,000 soldiers have died. So I think we're getting very close to a deal. We'll find out. I thought that one would have been gone quicker. We did 8. I thought that would have been an easier one, but I think we're making progress.
One of the Ukrainian delegates at peace talks in Geneva, Oleksandr Bevs, says the number of points in the U.S. plan, originally 28, was reduced to 19 points, adding that some points on Russia-U.S. relations were excluded.
The document that was presented to Ukraine and discussed in Geneva was significantly transformed, and it reflects a lot of things that Ukraine wanted to put there, or to change, or to exclude from this plan. But there is no final draft. It's important to understand that the final decision and approval will be taken by the president. And it's really so because there are some points that are exclusive competence of the president, and the delegation was not authorized to say this final version okay. So I think the process is still ongoing, and it's very premature to say that something is agreed upon.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said late Monday that the list of steps to end the war can now, in his words, become workable.
And I'm ready to meet with President Trump. And there are sensitive points to discuss. We have them still. And we think that the presence of European leaders could be helpful.
As talks were going on, Russia launched attacks on Ukraine's capital, killing 7 people. Ukraine responded with drone attacks on Russian aviation, drone, and oil facilities. European leaders warned that the road to peace will be long. Meanwhile, President Zelensky says we must protect lives, strengthen air defense, and hold the front line.
As long as Russia has not taken real steps toward demobilization, real steps to shut down its war machine, steps that would clearly show that Russia is serious about ending this war of aggression. We do not have the right to stop working to support Ukraine, to support our people, and to support our collective security. And we do not have the right to demobilize ourselves.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.